Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Slight chance for showers today, otherwise partly cloudy. Highs around 64, lows around 38. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Highs around 58 tomorrow. Temps below average Friday and Saturday, with highs from the upper 40s to the mid 50s. Showers both days. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently 52.
Kansas, Mid-America, Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, tax collections in the state of Kansas for the month of March were down slightly from estimations after the Kansas Department of Revenue reported a total in tax collections coming in at $636.9 million, roughly 2.1% below the estimates and roughly 16% below the 2024 March numbers. KSNT News reports that in total, the individual income tax for the state came in at $261 million, down 1.3%. Corporate income taxes were at $50.1 million, down 34% from estimates, and financial institution collections came in at $6.7 million. That was up 273% from expectations. In other news, the Kansas State Legislature has passed a new bill that would potentially change hunting and fishing license laws in the state of Kansas, including addressing the hunting and fishing pass for older adults while separating a license for children in the state, along with preventing non-residents from hunting migratory waterfowl during certain times of the year.
Are you ready to score a slam dunk on your next car purchase? At Rusty and Ford, we're shooting for the best deals just for you. With over 600 new and used vehicles to choose from, we've got the ride to match your game. All at prices and financing that'll leave you cheering. Like a 2024 F-150 up to $17,000 off. Or a 2024 Expedition $7,000 rebate and up to $14,000 off. Stock number 214304C. Or a 2024 F-150 as low as 1.9% APR.
I'm throwing down dunks. Rusty X Ford is throwing down prices. Come visit our team today
so we can save you the most money.
Rusty X Ford, where the deals are always a win. Visit Rusty at Ford or online at rustyatford.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
With approved credit, must finance with Ford Motor Credit. See for details, number 214984.
Health officials across the state of Kansas say that the cases of measles continues to grow, having over 20 of them now across the state of Kansas. As nationwide, they say that measles also have exploded into 19 different states, now calling it a quote-unquote new outbreak. As according to health officials with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, they say that overall, there are near 483 cases nationwide that include Alaska, California, Florida, Georgia, here in Kansas, Kentucky, Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Tennessee, Texas, Vermont, and the state of Washington. According to health officials, they say they are concerned as it could spread like, quote, forest fire, as they say it could hit the unvaccinated or under-vaccinated communities around the nation. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Department of Health and Human Services, says they are keeping a close eye on it, as they say that it is normal to have measles cases in the nation and are very unlikely to have serious complications, especially for those that are younger in age.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Well, there was a headline from a news story out of the UK that said that J.D. Vance is now registered as the most dangerous man in the White House in the United States. I know, right? As according to the story, they say that J.D. Vance hates Europe and has put down Europe on multiple occasions. But is that really true? Let's remember, J.D. Vance was the one that went to the Security Council meeting in Munich and did confront many of the European military leaders about censorship, artificial intelligence, throwing people in jail for political opinions on social media, aiding Russia by buying their energy during an ongoing conflict, and other hypocritical actions that Europe's taken throughout the years. So is that really hating on Europe, or is that just calling out the malarkey they've been doing? I'm here to tell you that globalism is dying, that centralized government is rightfully being attacked, and the Trump administration, including Vice President J.D. Vance, is at the forefront of that movement. And you know what's really nice to see during this entire movement are other leaders around the world that's fighting the same battle and taking down this globalist centralized government mindset. I'm Andy Hoosier.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we don't say two birds with one stone. We say two damages with one deductible. With us, if your home and auto are both damaged in one storm, you only pay one deductible. And we should probably stop using stones for that sort of thing anyway. Talk to a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent about our one deductible advantage at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Thunderstorms fired, but severe weather was limited Tuesday evening with a relatively narrow band, noting the heaviest activity in a line that cut across the state from northeast to southwest Kansas. Locally, that band tracked just to our south, with flash flood warnings prompted in northern Riley County, as Riley reported 3 to 4 inches of rain in a short time. Over toward Frankfort and Valitz, 2.5 inches was reported, and over 1.5 inches at Axtell. In Marysville, we received just over 0.5 inch, with similar amounts reported over into Washington County. Another smaller band of activity tracked north into southeast Nebraska, with the heavier thunderstorms moving through the Beatrice area. And other locations are being accepted for funding toward updating failing septic systems for income-qualifying households, including those in Marshall and Washington counties. Low-income households could qualify for up to 75% of the total bid cost covered. Lesser amounts for other income ranges are available, with the application deadline April 15. Once approved, new systems must be installed by June 1st this year. For additional information, contact Sanitarian Marlene Staum at 785-770-2057. An injury accident was reported Sunday evening in Gage County, half miles south of U.S. 77 on South 23rd Road. Shortly after 10 p.m., Wymore, Blue Springs, and Beatrice Rescue were called to a single vehicle rollover, and Life Flight was called near the Wymore Cemetery. No further immediate details available. A report Friday of a dead dog in a kennel found in the Big Blue River at the bridge in Blue Springs Friday evening resulted in a ticket for a 34-year-old unidentified man from Wymore who reportedly disposed of a dog who had died earlier at his residence. Suspicion of animal neglect and depositing a carcass in a waterway were charges in the incident. Tom Berger, age 65, of Summerfield, AM at the Holy Family Catholic Church, Summerfield, interment the church cemetery. Rosary at 10:30 Thursday at the church, with a visitation Wednesday, 9 until 6, at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Tom Berger. Daniel R. Bubba Holly, age 51, of Hanover, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Monday, 10:30 at the Hanover Community Building, burial in the Hanover City Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 3 until 5, at the Hanover Community Building, with the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Daniel Bubba Holly. Not sure our announcement on Tom Berger's funeral was recorded correctly. Services will be held Thursday, 11 a.m., with a rosary at 10:30, Holy Family Catholic Church, Summerfield, German the Church Cemetery, and that visitation Wednesday, 9 to 6, Weary Mortuary. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, fried chicken, whole wheat bread, baked beans, coleslaw, tender and oranges, tomorrow's Mother's Day, mashed potatoes, green beans, and Fiesta fruit pudding. KUNY News Time 7:12.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Tough Midwest lawns need tough American-made mowing equipment. This year, ride with the best on a new Hustler mower from Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville. Hustler provides top-of-the-line cutting performance while also offering first-in-class comfortable designs. With a full line of residential and commercial zero-turn options, Blue Valley Trailers can have you on a new Hustler in no time or service the one you have. See what options are available at BlueValleyTrailers.com. Or stop by the showroom on the east side of Waterville. Hustler mowers work as hard as you. Find the right model today at Blue Valley Trailers.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible early on today, then clearing up and staying sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 60s. Southwest winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. Northwest winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Mostly cloudy throughout Thursday with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. Then some rain showers are possible into Thursday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 40s. Rain showers are likely throughout Friday, cloudy with our highs in the mid 50s and the lower 60s. Northeast winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then rain showers will continue into Friday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. Northeast winds still between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Still some rain showers throughout Saturday, mostly cloudy and cooler with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. North winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Then some rain and snow showers may continue into Saturday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Winds gusting up to 30. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early April 63, record high on this date 90. The average low 37 and the record low was 18 degrees. Sunset this evening 7:51, sunrise in the morning at 7:10. We received just over half an inch of rain with thunderstorms Tuesday evening. 52 degrees and a cloudy overcast. Still a few lingering showers indicated by radar, mostly lighter intensity than we had the thunderstorms overnight, and those confined primarily to our southeast corner of Nebraska, far northeast corner of Kansas. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 2nd of April. ENDY News Time 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
At Reflections, you will find a treasure trove of items and gifts backed by a friendly and knowledgeable staff. Shop your Hallmark Gold Crown store for the biggest selection in greeting cards, Christmas ornaments, gift wrap, home decor, and gift ideas for all your celebration and personal needs. In addition, Reflections offers custom framing services and specialized Black Squirrel products, along with your favorite K-State and KU fan gear. Shop Reflections in downtown Marysville today.
Rise and shine with Minnie's Kitchen. Open Tuesday through Friday from 4:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. and Saturdays from 7 a.m. to noon. Now closed on Mondays. Start your day the sweet way with fresh made daily donuts and pastries and perfectly brewed coffee. Visit Minnie's Kitchen in downtown Marysville and taste the difference.
61 with an asterisk. Roger Maris has company. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Nikola Jokic, a monster night for the Nuggets last night. 61-point triple-double, most points ever in a triple-double in NBA history. But it comes in a double overtime loss. Russell Westbrook misses a layup for Denver and moments later commits a foul. Wolves hit a pair of free throws and get the win, 140-139. Denver coach Michael Malone not pointing fingers.
He's a perfectionist and he's a competitor. And knowing Russ the way I do, he's probably going to put a lot of this on him, but we lost tonight. The Denver Nuggets, we as a collective group lost the game tonight, not one player.
Jokic, 61 points. Steph Curry had 52 last night, including 12 three-pointers. Warriors win it 134-125 in Memphis. They're currently fifth in the West, half game ahead of Memphis and Minnesota. Milwaukee by 10 over the Suns, 133-123. No KD for Phoenix in their fourth straight loss. Suns 11th in the West, game and a half behind Sacramento for the play-in spot. Bulls pull away and beat Toronto. Chicago locked into a play-in spot. Knicks 105-91 over the Sixers. Third straight win for New York. Ninth straight loss for Philly. On the ice.
Carly up top. Steps into the slot. Looks for the tip. Ovechkin scores! Alex Ovechkin scores on the tip along the left post. He is one closer.
Capitals Radio Network. Ovechkin scoring number 891 last night. He needs three to tie Wayne Gretzky, four to pass him. Capitals win in Boston. Blues get an overtime goal against Detroit. That's now 10 straight wins for St. Louis. Vegas loses to the Oilers, but the Golden Knights clinch a playoff spot with Calgary losing to Utah in regulation. Baseball, Rangers edge the Reds 1-0. Nathan Eovaldi, a complete game shutout of 99 pitches. Rays, a 7-0 win over the Padres. Dodgers beat the Braves 3-1. LA unbeaten. Atlanta still winless.
This is the sale you've been waiting for. The Macy's Spring VIP Sale is here. Exclusive savings on the season's most loved brands with an extra 30% off Avec Lafitte, Karl Lagerfeld, DKNY, and more. Plus, get 15% off beauty essentials from MAC, Armani Beauty, and too many others to mention. So get to the Macy's Spring VIP Sale now and shop brands you love at prices you'll love even more. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
This is a story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The hot spot this summer is at Tony's Meat Market in Marysville.
Warm weather and long summer days means grilling season is upon us. Steaks, burgers, burgers, chops, wings, brisket, and more.
When it's time to fire up the grill or smoker, stop in and see Tony the Meat Man, where he knows you by name, at Tony's Meat Market in Marysville.
Always with the freshest cuts and great products. Use the drive-up window for easy convenience with prices that won't break the bank. And don't forget, we have the coldest beer in town.
Find us along Highway 36 in Marysville, open Tuesday through Saturday.
Be the talk of the neighborhood all weekend long by stopping in at Tony's Meat Market.
And let us get your grilling party kicked off right.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. A day before President Trump clarifies his plans for new tariffs on goods imported from just about everywhere, two of the major stock averages managed gains. S&P rising 0.4% yesterday, the NASDAQ 0.9%. The Dow closed fractionally lower. Shares in Hims and Hers Health closed up 5% Tuesday after the company announced it's offering access to weight loss medication Zepbound and diabetes drug Mounjaro. Eli Lilly, the maker of those drugs, has no connection with the Hims and Hers platform. The looming tariffs on foreign-made cars and car parts gave a boost to vehicle sales in the first quarter, with buyers shopping early to get a jump on tariff-induced price hikes. General Motors says sales were up 17%, sales of electric vehicles up 19%. Police say Deontay Walker of Westland, Michigan, went a different route to owning a GM product. 21-year-old is held on charges of stealing eight Corvettes worth $1 million from the GM plant in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Good Wednesday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, folks, today is officially now April 2nd of 2025, quote-unquote Trump's tariff day today. As the tariffs go into play, what does the reciprocal tariffs mean for us? And, of course, the Chinese port fees are in play today. With that, be sure to be tuned in here on the Mid-America Ag Network for hourly market updates. We'll see what traders are thinking about here through the overnight pre-trade session, and a lot of hesitancy, a lot of red through both the grains and the oilseeds. Real quick, just a recap from yesterday in the livestock, April live cattle up 132 to 209.12. June was up 177 to 205.42. Higher for the feeders as well. April feeders yesterday finished up 182 to 288.27. May to 287.15. That was 265 higher. Now, April lean hogs did drop 35 cents down to 87.37. May down 107 to 89.47. All right, taking a look through the overnight pre-trade session, and it's pretty easy to predict. A lot of pressure across the board, as right now, of course, they are slipping down Wall Street in the stock pre-futures this morning and through the overnight pre-trade session on the Chicago Board of Trade. Quite a bit of pressure here this morning. Now, Chicago and spring wheat with a few cents lower, but Kansas City wheat's actually up 2 cents to 567 and a quarter. July up a penny to 578 and a quarter cent, but May oats unchanged to 355. The later contracts are all lower. May corn down 6.5 to 455 and a quarter. July's down 6 to 462 and a quarter cent. And soybeans also a few cents lower to start. May soybeans down 6.5 to 1027 and 3 quarters. July to 1043.5, that's down 5.75 cents. May soybean meal down 220 to 290.10, and soy oil down 18 at 47.26. Cotton somewhat of a two-sided start to the day. May cotton right now up 13 to 68.38, but a little shaky in the later contracts. Energy markets are a bit lower this morning. Crude oil, unleaded gas, heating oil, all with a bit of pressure. Both gold and silver are actually trading higher this morning. Dollar index, though, down 13 to 103.82.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. While all-terrain vehicles, or ATVs, are essential to many farmers and ranchers, they can pose great safety risks to their riders. Tawny Larson, project manager for the Kansas Agriculture Safety and Health Program at K-State, relays ATV safety statistics and some dangerous situations.
ATVs are usually involved in more crashes than UTVs, and most fatalities are usually linked to ATVs as well. Usually it's because of excess speed or inattentive driving. Some of the common hazards of operating an ATV is underage operators. Sometimes they are not cognitively ready to operate a machine that is so large and heavy and goes fast. We have to think about how to keep them safe when they're out, probably recreating more than anything. And extra passengers are also a big thing with ATV users. One third of the injuries involve passengers, as most ATVs are designed for just one operator. And then the rough terrain and obstacles is also an issue, and rollovers happen quite often on ATVs. Something to keep in mind too is that ATVs are not designed for highway use. Some states they are legal to be on the highway, but that doesn't mean that the tires are correct and the speed would be appropriate to be on a highway.
She discusses equipment that may lessen injuries.
ATV safety is similar to motorcycle safety as well, and a lot of the protective gear could be the same. And so wearing a helmet that is Department of Transportation approved, so you could probably pick those up pretty inexpensively, around $50. Same with eye protection, safety goggles or glasses. Sunglasses are not significant enough to cover and protect the eyes, but maybe with goggles over it, they would be okay. And then long sleeve pants and shirts, as well as proper footwear. So sturdy boots, no sandals, flip-flops, Crocs, that kind of thing.
Larson shares a safety tip not commonly thought about when buying ATVs.
Size the ATV for the rider, whether that's an adult or a child or a teenager. And so it's really important that the children can have the strength and the skill to reach all the controls, be able to make a decision and put it in action before they have a crash. But a lot of that has to do with the fit. So I would recommend that people go to a dealer if they're thinking about getting an ATV for their child and have them fit for it.
That was Tawny Larson, project manager for the Kansas Agriculture Safety and Health Program at K-State, on ATV safety. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Lewin Burger in Waterville has dependable Sim Angus Cross bulls for sale. All black with a few black baldies, these feature good disposition and hybrid vigor with calving ease. Yearling bulls ready for immediate pickup or delivery. Call Lewin Burger today at Waterville, 785-268-0647.
We've noticed a curious comeback for an old lunchbox standby. All about the new face of the bologna sandwich on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, April 2nd, the 92nd day of the year. Singer Marvin Gaye was born on this day, and 108 years ago, Woodrow Wilson asked Congress for a declaration of war on Germany. If bologna sandwiches were a staple of your childhood diet, you might be surprised to hear they're making a bit of a comeback. We're not sure if it's nostalgia or economics, but we're seeing all kinds of new twists, even gourmet treatments, on what was once looked upon as simple pedestrian food. For a throwback treat, try this pickle bologna recipe. Grind a chunk of bologna to hamburger-like consistency, mix with drained pickle relish, and bind it together with your favorite mayo or salad dressing. It just might become your new guilty pleasure. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more recipe ideas online at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY. Thunderstorm warnings prompted last night for a good portion of our listening area. The line of the heaviest activity extended northeast Kansas all the way to southwest Kansas. It's a fairly narrow band, clipped southern Marshall County into Riley County. Had us about 2.5 inches down toward Frankfort Leeds. Had 3 and 4 inches in a short period of time, prompting a flash flood warning for Riley. We had about 0.5 inch, just a little over 0.5 inch here at Marysville, and that seemed to extend over into Washington County. A little bit heavier amounts further north, around Beatrice, had thunderstorms fired with another cell. This morning, lingering showers, light scattered showers, a line Marysville down toward Manhattan. Little activity then further east of us, Hiawatha, northward Nebraska City. All of that expected to taper off with seasonal highs, low to mid-60s today.
Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs. Another player hit the transfer portal for Wichita State. This time it is Corey Washington. Just a week after Quincy Ballard announced his intent to transfer away from Wichita State basketball, Washington entered the portal yesterday. He played for the Shockers for just one season. The Wichita State baseball team is in action tonight against the number one team in the Big 12, the Kansas State Wildcats. This is the first of two meetings these two teams have scheduled for this season. K-State comes into X Stadium with a 19-8 record. It wasn't a good night for the Kansas City Royals as they got blanked last night on the road at Milwaukee. The Royals could only only managed to get four hits in the game and scored zero runs. Milwaukee beat the Royals 5-0. Those two teams are tied at one apiece in the series. They wrap up the series this afternoon at 12:10. The Chiefs could play the second game of the season on a Friday night in Brazil. The Chargers are already a part of that game, and according to league sources, the Kansas City Chiefs are the number one franchise in consideration by league to take on the Chargers. That game will be on September the 5th.
Truck Stop is the premier provider for all of your towing needs. Fifth wheels, gooseneck, and bumper pull hitches with brands like BMW, Drawtide, and Curt. We also sell and install brake controllers and airbags to lift your squatty rear end. Interest-free financing makes it a snap to get your boat, horse trailer, or camper safely down the road. For all of your hitch needs, stop by Truck Stop today at 427 North Washington.
Tricked out, decked out, check us out, Truck Stop.
The agriculture industry changes constantly. From commodity prices to trade deals, droughts and fuel prices, it's hard to keep your farm protected and prepared. That's where we come in. Join us every day right here on the Mid-America Ag Network as we cover your daily commodity prices with hourly market reports, news from the farm to bills in Washington, D.C., plus hear the latest across the Mid-America region that may affect your operation. From planting to harvesting and everything in between, it's the Mid-America Ag Network. We're here for you.
A decision on the future of the tush push has been pushed back until next month by the NFL. The NFL team owners had been set to vote on Tuesday. Green Bay's proposal to ban the play that has been made famous by the Philadelphia Eagles. It has been tabled until May. Other rules were changed, including the overtime rule and using electronics to determine first downs. The Texas Tech Red Raiders made it to the Elite Eight this year. Next season, they will be without one of their assistants. Matt Brower has taken over as the new head coach of Stephen F. Austin. That does have a little bit of a local appeal, as Matt Brower began his career at Wichita State as a graduate assistant under Marshall at the time. Brower has spent the last few seasons coaching Grant Claslin at both North Texas and Texas Tech. Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs.
KNDY.